Glasgow University has not sat on its laurels, not sat on its reputation. It has come through to emerge as one of the leading universities in Scotland, nationwide and worldwide.
I mean, if you look at the history of Glasgow from the days when it was founded, Glasgow has always been at the forefront of thinking in major areas like science, education, engineering, medicine, and things like economics. So it's led the way, and it's continued to be sharp and on the edge of major developments all through its history.
Well, that's right. Medicine, Glasgow has been one of the centres of a lot of major medical research. And if you trained as a doctor in Glasgow University, you were one of the best.
That's undoubtedly the case. Glasgow's medical school remains one of the preeminent medical schools in the world. And the university continues to derive a great deal of its reputation from medicine. But you are correct in saying that if you've been trained at Glasgow, that is a measure of quality.
Even though I was a Strathclyde graduate, Glasgow University has the most beautiful campus.
Glasgow University campus is wonderful. I work in the Gilbert Scott building, which is right in the middle of the campus. It's a beautiful building, and indeed many of the students who come from overseas, including from China, are absolutely overwhelmed by the grandeur of the place. It has parts of the campus rival anything within the UK.
When you walk past the principal's office and you go out to the flagpole, looking at, down over the museum, the Kelvin Grove, the park, the Clyde. Oh, it is a very beautiful location for a university.
Yes, it's absolutely spectacular. You command views across the whole city and you see the life of Glasgow going on in front of you. It's just a wonderful place.
So what do you see then? We talk about medicine, we talk about business. What do you see as Glasgow University's strengths in the academic world today?
Well, I think obviously medicine continues to be a strand. And if you look around the activity that's going on between Glasgow University and Chinese institutions, you will also see that we are using our strengths in social sciences to develop partnerships in China. We have medical links, we have engineering links, and clearly we have a very strong connection through the business school with China.
Part of your connection here is with Tianjin.
Yes.
Last year when Professor Muscatelli was here, he'd been visiting Tianjin, and you've got the connections developing around the country.
Yes, I mean, it is very clear that we are keen on developing the link with Nankai, and that is around social sciences. We are about to celebrate in October of this year the fact that we are launching a joint educational institute with Nankai. And if you look at the activity of people, for example, in the business school, we have a joint research centre in economics with Nankai. The intention is that within a few months, a number of the economists from Glasgow will come out here and there will be a joint conference on Chinese issues with colleagues at Nankai.
You're here partly also to meet up with some of the alumni of Glasgow University. Do you know how big the alumni is in China?
One of the primary purposes of my visit is to come here to meet up with the alumni. At the moment, we have close to 6,000 alumni in China, and they are predominantly from the business school.
It shows how things have changed. When I was at Glasgow University, there were very, very few Chinese. In the 1990s, I saw some coming in doing PhDs, but now 6,000. That's a lot.
Well, at the moment, I mean, the Adam Smith Business School has a very substantial Chinese population. We have something of the order of 1,600 students studying on master's degrees, of whom 1,400 are from China. We also have 400 or 500 students studying at undergraduate level in the business school at Glasgow.
See, this is the big change. When I saw that the start of this, people were coming to do postgraduate PhD or post-PhD. Now they're coming for undergraduate degrees. Huge change.
Yes, it's a major, major change. It used to be, as you correctly say, that some people would come to work at a very high level within universities. Now they're coming in at undergraduate level. That has been something that we have experienced recently, and there's been fairly major expansion there. But there is an enormous inflow into the business school at master's level.
And it also shows how the level of English has improved in China over the years for these youngsters to come to Scotland and do undergraduate degrees.
Yes, I mean, we have, like all UK universities, we have quite taxing English language requirements for admission. And clearly, if you're successful in being admitted to Glasgow, you will have been capable of achieving a certain level of English language and written English that perhaps 20 years ago might have been not quite as easy.
For you yourself, what what do you see the importance of coming out here? Although it's a relatively short time you're here, but what do you see the importance of your physical presence here?
Well, I think it's very important to us that we come out and meet a whole range of groups, primarily our alumni. We don't see the engagement with the university as stopping at the point where people graduate. We're interested in alumni once they move into the labour market in China. We do a lot to try to help them engage with the labour market, and we want to build a long-term relationship with our graduates. We are also very keen to establish relationships among our graduates within China. And in part, that is because we wish to maintain the reputation of the university. And the best advocates of a university's reputation are its alumni. But it's also because we think there are benefits for the alumni of keeping in touch with each other, getting to know each other, and perhaps doing business with each other.
It's amazing here when people hear me speaking, saying, "Oh, I studied in Glasgow. Whereabouts? I studied at Glasgow University. Do you enjoy it? I loved it."
Oh, Glasgow is undoubtedly a great place to study. We talked earlier about the advantages of the city, and students find it a very warm, relaxed, friendly place to live, to work. And of course, the campus itself is very, very beautiful. So people engage with the campus, they engage with the university, they engage with the city, and they're made to feel welcome.
Your main focus, of course, is the Adam Smith Business School. When was that set up?
The Adam Smith Business School was established in 2010. There had been a smaller business school before that, but in 2010, the university decided to bring together the Department of Management, the Department of Accounting and Finance, and Department of Economics into a large business school. It was then renamed the Adam Smith Business School in 2012.